This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
In the last 2 weeks, 78 cases of measles were identified in Ontario, bringing the total of infections recorded to 140, considered now to be the largest measles outbreak in the province in the last 30 years. That's ringing alarm bells for local public health officials like Dr. Thomas Piggott, Medical Officer of Health for the Halliburton Kawartha Pine Ridge Health Unit.
With measles, we have seen a massive increase, quite frankly, a large outbreak in the province of Ontario this year. Measles has been making a resurgence over the last few years, but what we're seeing now is significant transmission that's happening. Still, for the most part, in individuals that have not been vaccinated at all and in populations that have high rates of non-compliance with vaccines. But one of the challenges is the more measles cases we do see, the more likely it is because the vaccine is in the 90% effective, but it's not 100% effective. But the more chance that somebody that even has been vaccinated or somebody who's immunocompromised and can't safely get the vaccine might be affected. And measles is significant. I mean, I know that generationally, we haven't seen a lot of it in the last 20 or 30 years. My parents, I'll say, grew up with everyone having contracted measles and most living through it. But the reality is that it is potentially a lethal childhood disease. And myself, as a doctor who used to work in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, I've seen children die. I've had a kid die in my hands from measles. And so I think we need to remember that this is a very serious illness, even though it's been a long time since we've seen just what it can do.
What's striking is the rate of infection of the disease. When COVID was raging, one infected person could spread the virus to two or three other people. With measles, one infected person can spread the disease to between 15 and 18 people. The infection rate is only one reason to be worried, Dr. Piggott says.
Kids can die from a respiratory illness as a result of it. You can often get pneumonia that can be very severe. You can also get blindness. You can also get neurological impacts and features. You talked about hearing impacts. So there are a lot of them. The good thing in Canada is that we have a better access to hospitals than I did when I was in the Congo. But we had a young kid die in Hamilton just last year from measles. So this is not something that just happens in other countries. And that's why it's so important that vaccination rates continue to stay high, because we actually 20 years ago had nearly eliminated measles from the Americas, the Pan American Health Organization declaration on measles. But it's made a massive resurgence because of lower uptake of vaccines, because of people that have concerns with vaccines, but also because of a large commercially driven, conflicted movement to try to spread anti-vax nonsense, quite frankly. I think healthy questions and healthy skepticism about medical procedures and vaccines is always good. And from a public health standpoint, I want to encourage people to bring forward questions and to bring questions to their doctor, their nurse. But the movement that has happened, and that's really seeing a rise in the US, but also now in Canada, is going to cost lives. And that, I think, is tragic. And so the challenge with vaccines is, as much as it's an individual choice, the impacts are a team sport. And so it's really important that we do everything that we can to continue to support access, support healthy evidence-based information, and increase coverage as best as we can.
If you're unvaccinated or immune suppressed, it's important to get prompt medical attention, which can reduce the risk of it progressing to potentially severe or even fatal measles. But early treatment is no guarantee. You can still see severe disease or even death if you do get treatment early. What's interesting to note is that measles was virtually eliminated in Canada in 1998, with the average number of measles cases since then around 22 cases per year. With thousands of Canadians traveling during March break, Dr. Piggott expects measles cases to surface here in Halliburton County in the coming weeks.
From a public health standpoint, I think we need to continue to do everything that we can to encourage people to get access to the right healthy information, get access to their healthcare provider, and definitely get up to date on measles vaccine, especially in the lead up to March break. I'm concerned about where people are going to be traveling and what they'll be exposed to and what what they'll bring home, I would not be surprised if we see cases of measles in our region in the next month.
For more information about measles, please visit the health unit at hkpr.on.ca.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.